powerful song.
这是一个非常有力量的诗歌。
I kind of want to hear them again instead of trying to follow that. Well, hey, have you ever heard the expression "tools of the trade"?
各位是否有听说过有一个俗语叫做“吃饭的把式”？
That saying is used by different people in different contexts.
这句
No, go ahead.
这句俗语是被不同的人在不同的情景之下。
And refers to the different skills or equipment that someone needs to do their job properly.
就是某些人他们在特定的场合用他们自己的一项技能或者工具来完成他们的工作。
And the tools vary from one person to another.
那每个人使用的工具不同。
Hey, for example, whose tools do you think these are?
请大家看一看这些是给什么样的人的工具。
All right, I know we're all speaking different languages. But if you said construction worker, that's correct.
如果你的答案是建筑工人，你答对了。
What about this one?
那这个呢？
Yeah, it's a farmer.
是一个农场。
How about this?
这个呢？
Right. Now I said chef.
我说是厨师。
But I showed this to someone else and they said wife.
但是我给另外一个人看，他们说看到这个想起太太。
But I'm going to stick with chef.
我还是讲说是厨师。
Hey, one more. Who do you think these are?
还有这些是给谁用的？
Yeah, doctor, nurse, medical profession.
就是医务人员。
For each of these peoples, the tools that they need are different.
对于这些人群来讲，他们所用的工具不同。
But without their tools, they couldn't do their work.
如果他们没有工具的话，没有办法完成工作。
Moreover, you usually can't substitute one item for another.
通常来讲，你没有办法把一种工具用另外一种来替代。
Even if they look similar or have a similar use,
尽管有时工具长得相像或者是用途类似。
Sorry, they're not interchangeable.
但他们不能互换。
You know, a chef's hat wouldn't give the protection necessary for a construction worker.
你可以把一个厨师的帽子给一个建筑工人来使用吗？
And a chef wouldn't use a saw from a construction site to cut up food in the kitchen.
一个厨师他也不可能用建筑工人的这个锯来锯他的切他的食物。
Well, you know, even though it's not an occupation, in Christianity,There are certain tools that we need also.
尽管不是一项职业，但是我们在基督徒生活当中，我们知道我们也有一些工具。
Certain behaviors, characteristics, and qualities are necessary for all Christians.
就是我们基督徒有特定的一些品格和行为。
Without them, we can't stand strong in the faith and live the Christian life.
如果没有这些品格和行为的话，我们很难以坚持我们基督徒的信仰，还有活出基督的样式。
So we need to know what situation we're in.
我们需要了解我们生活的背景。
So that we can acquire the right tools.
我们才能够选择正确的工具。
Luckily, we don't have to guess as to what we need.
很幸运的是，我们不需要来猜测我们需要什么。
The Apostle Paul tells us what's necessary, and we're going to see that in our passage today.
因为使徒保罗已经明确地告诉我们需要什么，今天的经文会查到。
We're going to be in Ephesians chapter 6, and this is the last thing Paul teaches before concluding this letter.
今天的经文在以弗所书第六章，也就是保罗书信的结尾。
Now Ephesians is kind of unique because it's not written to a specific church talking about specific issues.
以弗所书是非常特殊的一个书信，因为它并不是针对某个教会面对于他们的一些问题来讲的。
Instead, Ephesians addresses a lot of general issues in the Christian life.
而它是泛的指向基督徒面临的一些问题。
The first three chapters are very theological and talk about the Christian's new life in Christ.
前三章是比较原理性的，是讲述到一个基督徒他有在基督里面的新的生命。
And the last three chapters talk about how those theological truths should affect our daily lives.
后面三章是讲说那些属灵的事情在我们每天的生活当中怎样运用。
And in this passage, it all kind of summarizes all of this that we've seen in Ephesians so far.
那么今天所查考的经文，我们看到一个以弗所书的缩影。
So we're going to study the armor of God.
我们会学习的是神的军装。
And we're going to see why these tools are necessary for Christians to stand strong and experience spiritual victory.
我们也想一起看到说为什么这些军装对我们来讲是非常必要的。
Follow along with me as I read, starting in verse 10.
我现在开始读的第十节。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should.
第十节到二十节，我还有未了的话，你们要靠着主依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就是能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外，又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，借着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，得以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
Hey, it's no secret the Christian life is hard.
我们都知道做基督徒不容易。
If you're trying to follow Jesus and follow his example and obey his commands, you will experience difficulties.
如果你想效法基督过属灵的生活的话，那么并不是一件容易的事情。
But in those times, you shouldn't stop obeying God. Or retreat from his commands.
但不能因为这些困难你就远离基督。
You need to realize why things are difficult.
你要知道说为什么这么困难。
And that's because we're in a spiritual battle.
那是因为我们在经历属灵的征战。
Hey, I hate to break it to you, but if you think the Christian life is just sitting around singing Kumbaya, you're mistaken.
想跟大家分享的真实的一面就是说，如果你以为做基督徒只是坐在那里唱 Kumbaya 的话，那就错了。
You see, the Christian life is a battleground, not a playground.
基督徒的生命是一个战场，而不是一个游乐场。
The church is a battleship, not a cruise ship.
教会是一个战舰，不是一艘游轮。
And so it helps sometimes to think of the Christian life in terms of warfare.
所以有的时候我们觉得想到基督徒的生命其实是一场征战。
The Apostle Paul occasionally refers to the Christian life using such battle and warfare terms.
所以使徒保罗在他的书信当中常把基督徒的生命称为一个征战，一个战场。
So if we're hoping to achieve victory in the Christian life,
所以如果我们想要活出得胜的生命，
we need to understand the battle we're in and what it takes to win that battle.
我们要明白我们所在的这个战争是怎样的。
So as we think about why we should live the Christian life and why the armor of God is necessary to stand strong,
所以当我们想到说为什么我们应该要怎样活出基督徒的生命，然后为什么需要神的军装？
The first reason is we need to recognize our enemy in the battle.
第一点，我们首先认知的是我们的敌人是哪一位。
Okay, there should be a slide. Our enemy in the battle.
我们的 slide 上面会讲述到，详细讲述到我们这个敌人究竟是谁。
We need to understand we have a real adversity or adversary who is trying to destroy us.
我们要明白，我们有一个真正的对手，他是想全方位的摧毁我们。
And his name is Satan.
他的名字叫撒旦。
You know, a few ways he's described in the Bible.Is as the evil one.
圣经当中有好几种方式来形容撒旦，比如说有邪恶者。
Sorry, can we go to the next slide? Nope.
I have it written down.
All right, let's keep it there for a minute. He is the evil one in Matthew 13.
马太福音第十三章讲到撒旦是邪恶者。
He is the prince of this world in John 12.
约翰福音十二章讲到撒旦是这世界的王。
He is a murderer from the beginning who does not hold to the truth.
他起初是杀人的，不守真理。
He is a liar and the father of lies.
说谎之人也是说谎之人的父。
And he is likened to a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
他如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Hey, we need to understand that the devil is real.
我们要明白说，这个邪恶他是真的。
The devil is dangerous.
是危险的。
And he is constantly fighting against Christians.
他无时无刻的不在攻击我们。
But you also need to know that Satan is a fallen angel.
我们同时要了解到，撒旦其实是一个堕落的天使。
That means he is a created being.
所以他是一个受造之物。
And he was the first one to sin.
他也是第一个犯罪的。
Satan is not eternal.
撒旦不是永恒的。
His power is limited.
他的权势是非常有限的。
He's not as equally powerful as God.
他跟神的权势无与伦比。
It's not like God and Satan have been in this cosmic battle for thousands of years.Trying to see who's going to win.
并不是好像在过往的几千年以来，这个撒旦和神在互相之间较量权势。
Colossians 2:15 says, having disarmed the powers and authorities, Jesus made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross.
哥罗西书第二章讲到，将一切执政的、掌权的掳来，显明给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
You see, Satan has already been defeated.
撒旦已经被征服了。
His power is broken, and he's lost the war.
他的权势已经瓦解，他已经输了这场战役。
But he's not going down without a fight.
但是他不想就此这样沉沦，他还想再继续征战。
Satan knows his demise is imminent.
撒旦知道死亡迫近。
But that's not stopping him.From trying to take down as many people as he can along the way.
但这不代表他要拉更多的人一起下地狱的事情。
Satan and his demons constantly work evil in the world?
撒旦和他的小鬼们也一直在这个世界上罪恶横行。
And they use every destructive practice imaginable to blind people from understanding the truth of the gospel.
他们用尽各样手段来蒙蔽人们的眼目，去寻找真理的眼目。
Satan also tries to hinder Christians from being useful by God's kingdom.
撒旦也同时在阻碍人能够基督徒能够为为神所用。
He does this through temptation.
他比如说他就是引诱。
From trying to make us doubt who we are in Christ.
让我们时常的疑惑不解我们究竟是谁。
Through his lies.
借着他的谎言。
Through fear.
借着恐惧。
Through pride, envy, division.
骄傲、嫉妒、分裂。
That's why, as believers, we need to stand strong against the devil's schemes.
所以我们信神的人应该站稳我们的脚跟，来抵挡他的这些计谋。
We also need to be wise in the way that we walk.
我们在我们行走的时候也需要有智慧。
Because when it comes to fighting our enemy in the battle, I think a lot of people fall into one of two traps.
因为我们在打属灵征战的时候，我觉得我们当中有很多人都会失足左一二。
I think the first trap is to underestimate the devil and his abilities.
首先，有的时候我们低估了这个邪恶他的势力和能力。
Because we know that Satan is defeated because of Jesus' work on the cross and Jesus' resurrection.
因为我们知道撒旦已经被征服了，耶稣的在为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Because we know from the book of Revelation that ultimately God wins.
因为我们从启示录得以知道。最后神是战胜的。
Therefore, some Christians don't give much thought to Satan or his schemes.
所以有的时候基督徒不太看重就是撒旦的这些恶势力。
Hey, you know, tomorrow is Halloween.
明天就是鬼节。
And if you go to any Halloween store, you're going to see a lot of devil costumes.
如果你去就是卖鬼节的这些店里，你会看到很多的这种小鬼大鬼的一些装饰。
You know, they have the little red pitchfork.
有那个红色的那种叉子。
The long pointy tail.
有很长的指甲。
The horns.
有角。
And some of them aren't even very scary looking.
有的其实并不是看起来很可怕。
Hey, I saw this one recently.For a toddler.
我最近看到这个是给一个小朋友穿的。
And it's called Infant Adorable Devil Costume.
这个被称作可爱宝宝魔鬼装。
Now I think that looks kind of more like a fluffy red cow than the devil.
对我来讲，这个看起来更像一只红色的小牛，不像一个魔鬼。
Or we see in cartoons, the little angel on one side and the devil on the other, right?
或者我们常常在卡通看到这个人，他左边是天使，右边是魔鬼。
And each one is trying to tell the person what to do, either good or evil.
每一方呢都在跟这个人一直讲他应该要怎么做。
And usually the person can just swipe away the little devil, and he leaves them forever.
有的时候他们会把这个魔鬼赶出去，他就没有了。
But listen, as long as you view Satan like this cartoonish caricature,
如果你只是把撒旦看作像这个卡通上面所陈述的邪恶的话，
when you underestimate what he can do and who he is,
就是你低估了撒旦的能力和他的邪恶，
then you fall right into his trap.
你就会不小心就失足在这当中。
You're easy prey.
你就是一个很容易得手的猎物。
And Satan knows he can keep you falling into a cycle of sin and disobedience to God.
所以撒旦就可以掌握你，让你能够一直远离神了。
And all the while you don't understand why you keep sinning and acting like you do.
所以很多时候你就尝试了解为什么自己会做出那样的行为。
So that's one danger, to not take Satan seriously.And to not prepare adequately for battle.
这是第一个我们容易犯的错误，就是低估撒旦的邪恶势力。
But another problem is to focus on the wrong enemy.
另外一个问题就是我们常常定睛在错误的这个敌手、对手身上。
Or to think that everyone except Satan is who we should fight.
而是觉得说除了撒旦以外，别的才是我们真正的对手。
In verse 12, we see something really important.
十二节看到很重要的一件事情。
We are in a battle, but it's a spiritual battle.
我们是在一场战争当中，但是是一场属灵的征战。
Verse 12 says it's a battle against the rulers, authorities, and powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil.
十二节讲到，我们不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Hey, when you don't realize Satan is the enemy, you make up an enemy.
如果你不把撒旦当作敌人的话，那么你就会创造你自己的敌人。
Or you substitute an enemy in his place.
或者你把别的对象来取代了他的位置。
But you know, the enemy is not the Democrats or the Republicans.
与我们为敌的并不是民主党或者共和党。
The enemy is not undocumented immigrants.
也不是非法移民。
The enemy is not those who believe in critical race theory.
也不是那些批评种族主义的。
The enemy is not those in the LGBTQ community.
也不是那些主张同性恋的群体。
The enemy is not those who practice another religion or who practice no religion.
也不是那些信别的宗教的或者完全无神论的。
The enemy is not those who are pro-abortion.
也不是那些支持堕胎的人。
But see, these are the types of people we tend to attack because they're the face of the opposition we face as Christians.
这些人群往往成为我们攻击的对象，因为他们所支持的并就是跟我们信的是背道而驰。
But none of those are the true enemy, Satan is.
但那些其实都不是我们真正的对手，撒旦才是真正的敌人。
See, all those other people are people that God loves and the people, that God wants a relationship with.
刚才我提到的那些人群，其实他们也是神所爱的人。
And all those people are people that we're called to love and to reach, not to fight against.
那些人也是神希望我们能够去关怀的人，而不是去跟他们征战。
So before we even discuss how to fight in the battle,
所以在我们谈论如何征战之前，
first of all, we need to understand who the enemy is and what he is capable of doing.
首先我们要了解到敌人是怎样的，他们能做什么。
If the church is confused on that, then we're in serious danger.
如果教会不明白这一点的话，我们真的是有问题了。
Because if we're fighting the wrong enemy, then we're fighting a battle we're not called to fight.
如果我们战争打错了对象的话，那我们并不是被征战来跟他们一起被呼叫的而征战。
And if we're fighting the wrong battle, there's no way we're going to win that battle.
如果我们打错了战役的话，我们没有办法得胜。
And if we're fighting the wrong battles, that means we're not focused on the right battle.
如果我们打错了战争的话，那么我们真正应该要打的仗却没有打。
Which is the only battle that really matters.
那个才是真正应该去征战的事情。
So Paul tells us we are in a battle.
保罗告诉我们说我们在战争当中。
And he clearly tells us who our enemy in this battle is.
他也跟我们讲得很清楚真正的敌人是谁。
And because it's a spiritual battle, not a battle against other people,
因为它是一个属灵的征战，而不是与别的人群的征战。
That's why we need to fight with the spiritual weapons that God provides for us.
所以我们才需要神所预备的属灵的军装。
Our own strength or our own strategies aren't sufficient.
我们自己的能力和自己的力量是完全不够的。
So once we know who our enemy is,
当我们明白我们真正的敌人是谁，
Paul then goes on to tell us what our equipment for the battle is.
保罗继续讲述到我们属灵的军装是什么。
To tell us how we can stand strong in the battle.
告诉我们怎么样在战争当中站立得稳。
Paul talks about the armor of God by metaphorically connecting different spiritual characteristics with pieces of a Roman soldier's armor.
保罗借着比喻把神的军装和古罗马他们战士所用的盔甲来一起联系起来。
Now, Paul's not trying to make a one-to-one correlation between every single piece of armor.
当然，保罗不是把每一样的战争所用的器具都来联系起来。
He's more concerned with the spiritual lesson that he applies to each piece of the armor.
他更着重的是在那些属灵的一些事情上的一些piece.
And the point is,Just like a Roman soldier needs every single piece of armor to be fully prepared for battle,
就好像罗马士兵他们需要每一项盔甲、每一项装备来打仗一样。
The Christian also needs to put on every single piece of the armor of God to be prepared for the spiritual battle.
基督徒在属灵征战当中也需要披戴全部的军装。
You see, the way that we stand strong.Is by intentionally putting on the armor of God and making sure to put on every single piece.
我们如果想站立得稳的话，就需要把每一项神所预备的属灵军装都穿戴上。
And so the belt of truth is necessary.
真理的腰带是必要的。
Because just as a belt secures your garments and holds everything together,
就像一个腰带一样，它会把你所有的衣服都绑在一起。
The truths that God has revealed are central to who we are and to what we believe.
这个神的真理就是告诉我们我们是怎么样的人，我们相信什么。
The breastplate of righteousness is important.
护心镜也是公义的护心镜也非常重要。
Because just as the armor's breastplate protects your most vital organs,
因为它可以保护你所有的内脏器官。
Christians need to be covered in Christ's righteousness.
基督徒需要被基督正义的真理来保护。
In Isaiah, it says our own attempts at righteousness are like filthy rags. You see, a lack of righteousness and a lack of holiness leaves us vulnerable to Satan's attacks.
就是如果我们没有正义和圣洁在我们生命当中的时候，就会给撒旦留地步。
Soldiers' shoes had spikes in the bottom.
军人的他们的鞋子下面有钉子。
And this helped provide stability and traction.
这就帮助他们能够站立得稳。
Likewise, the gospel brings us peace with God.
就如同这个道理。
And reminds us that God is the one who brings stability to our lives.
神就是带给我们平安，带给我们稳定的。
Paul says the shield of faith is able to extinguish the flaming arrows of Satan.
保罗又说，这个信心的盾牌来抵挡撒旦的火箭。
Because it's our day-to-day faith in God, which allows us to withstand these attacks.
因为是我们自己日复一日对主的信实，来帮助我们能够站立得稳。
When Satan's lies or doubts or temptations come our way,
当撒旦放出谎言或者迷惑或者诱惑来对付我们的话
，then we need to trust God.And act on faith for what he tells us.
我们必须对相信神，然后用他的信实来帮助我们。
And we can do that when we take up the shield of faith.
我们可以借着信心的盾牌来这样做到。
The helmet of salvation is necessary because in battle, you need to protect your head.
救恩的头盔是非常重要的，因为在一个战役当中，保护头部是首先要做的。
And with salvation being associated with the head, it reminds us of Jesus, our source of salvation.
用这个头盔 来比喻这个神的救恩，就是充分的让我们明白说神的救恩是多么的重要。
And how Jesus is the head of the church and the head of our lives.
同时基督也是教会的头，是我们家里的头。
Finally, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which is, of course, the Bible.
然后最后讲到的是圣灵的宝剑，那么就是神的话语，就是圣经。
That's the last piece of equipment we need.
这是我们最后一个需要的一个工具。
And you might notice the sword, again, the Bible, is the only offensive item in the list.
你也许注意到就是这个圣灵的宝剑，也就是神的话语，是唯一一项攻击性 的物品。
All these other items are defensive, meaning they protect you from attacks.
刚才提到的那些军装都是防守性的，是来保护你的。
But the sword is what you use to go on the offense and to advance in the battle.
而只有这个神的话语，这个圣灵的宝剑，才是你到敌人阵地上面去攻击的武器。
The Bible is the only offensive weapon.
圣经是唯一攻击性的武器。
But it's the only weapon you need.
这也是你需要的唯一武器。
Scripture alone is sufficient.
神的话语是非常有必要的。
And in Hebrews 4, it says, the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
希伯来书第四章讲到，神的话是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入，拨开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
You know, a great example of the Bible being the only weapon you need.
有一个例子就是说，只是圣经是你唯一所需要的。
A great example is Jesus.When he is tempted by Satan in the wilderness.
这个就是当时耶稣在旷野被撒旦试探的时候。
Every single time when Satan comes to tempt Jesus.
每一次这个撒旦来引诱来试探耶稣的时候。
Every time Jesus uses God's word as his weapon.
每一次耶稣都是用神的话来做了回答。
And eventually,Satan flees from him as a result.
结果就是最后撒旦逃离了。
God's word is more powerful than any of Satan's weapons.
神的话语比撒旦任何的武器都有用。
And if we want to experience victory in the battle,
如果我们想在战争中胜利,
then we need to follow Jesus' example of using the right tool for the job.
我们需要效法基督用正确的器皿来抵挡敌人。
Hey, have you ever tried to use the wrong tool before?
问大家一下，是否之前用过错的工具？
A while ago, I was painting a fence, and I noticed that a nail was sticking out.
不久以前，我就是在刷我们家的篱笆，但是我看到上面有个钉子。
Now I'm kind of OCD, so that
我有点强迫症。
So that one nail sticking out a little bit.Really bothered me.
所以盯着那个钉子看，就让我很不舒服。
But you know, I was already messy with paint, and I didn't want to go inside, and I just didn't want to deal with it.
因为我身上已经有油漆了，我也不想再进房间去拿什么工具。
So I thought, well, let me instead of a hammer.
所以我没有用锤子。
Maybe I can just kind of push the nail in with the handle of the paintbrush.
可能我用这个刷子的柄端可以把这个钉子摁回去。
Well, that didn't work.
根本毫无帮助。
So I thought, well, let me use the handle as a hammer and try to hit it in real hard.
我说那就让我用这个柄部来当做锤子用，把它钉进去。
Well, that didn't work either.
也没有效。
So I thought, well, let me get the paint can and try to hit it. That's a big object.
那就让我用这个很重的这个油漆桶来钉回去。
It was almost empty, so I thought even if it poked a hole in, it's not going to spill any paint anyways.
因为那个已经快空了，所以就是我应该不会倒出来的。
Well, the paint can didn't work.
但是这个用这个也没有用。
So do you know what I tried next?
你知道我下一个选的什么吗？
I grabbed my shoe.
我就把我的鞋子脱下来。
No, I'm just kidding.
开玩笑。
I finally went inside and got a hammer.
最后我没办法，只好进屋拿锤子。
And do you know what happened next?
你知道接下来发生什么？
After one hit,
就
it was done.
就只是一下子就把钉子给钉回去了。
See, when I got the right tool for the job, the problem was solved.
让我用正确的工具，问题马上解除。
With the right tool, I could accomplish what I needed to do.
用正确的工具，我能够达到我的目的。
And so, because we're in a spiritual battle, we need spiritual tools to win.
因为我们在属灵的征战当中，所以我们需要属灵的盔甲。
Nothing else will work.
别的东西都没有用。
So Paul tells us what that tool is, and it's the armor of God.
所以保罗跟我们分享，那唯一的就是属灵的军装。
So be intentional to put it on every single day.
所以每一天都应该有意地穿上神的全副军装。
And be sure to put on every single piece.
把它全都穿戴起来。
Because it's unthinkable that a soldier would go into battle without the full armor.
因为很难以想象，如果一个战士出去打仗，没有做好自己的盔甲装备。
A soldier wouldn't go into battle without a sword, or a shield, or a helmet.
在过去打仗的时候，军人上战场是不能够不佩戴他们的盔甲、盾牌还有剑的。
And we shouldn't go into battle without the full armor either.
我们在属灵征战当中也必须穿戴所有的盔甲。
Because if even one area is exposed, Satan will exploit that for his gain.
因为如果你有一块没有保护到的，撒旦就可以用它来攻击你。
See, the full armor is available for all Christians.
这个属灵的装备是给每一个基督徒预备好的。
The question is, will you put it on?
问题是你会佩戴吗？
Because you're only as strong as you allow yourself to be.
你只有选择佩戴这些盔甲，才能够使自己变得强壮。
The choice is yours.
这个选择是你的。
And it's the choice between victory and defeat.
也是得胜和失败的抉择。
So choose wisely.
所以你要有智慧的来选择。
Well, usually we stop here whenever we talk about the armor of God.
通常我们讲神的军装会在这里停止。
But I'm convinced there's one more tool that we need to help us advance in the battle.
但是我非常相信还有一件事情我们不应该忘记来属灵的征战。
In verses 18 through 20, Paul tells us about our empowerment during the battle.
在第十八到二十节，保罗跟我们分享到，就是另外一项打仗。
And that, of course, is prayer.
那个武器就是祷告。
You know, I think a lot of people don't teach on or don't read these verses about prayer because Paul doesn't assign a piece of armor to prayer.
有的时候人们往往忽略了这两个章节，因为保罗并没有把祷告和任何一个盔甲来联系起来。
But I think to neglect prayer is a huge mistake.
但是我觉得如果你忽略了祷告是一个巨大的错误。
I mean, these verses seem to flow pretty naturally from his discussion about the armor.
因为前面上面的经文讲到这个盔甲是非常顺畅的。
And if you understand prayer as an important piece of the armor, as I do,
如果你也像我一样了解说明白这个祷告在战争中的这个作用。
Well, then Paul actually talks more about prayer than any of these other weapons.
你其实看到保罗在把这个祷告其实讲得更加的详细。
You know, not to see prayer as important to the battle is to hinder your own efforts at victory.
如果没有把祷告放在 你的没有用用祷告的话，那么你就会其实你就忽略了一项很重要的神赐给你的武器。
There's a great book called Spiritual Disciplines for the Christian Life.
有一本书就是基督教生活的属灵门徒。
And talking about prayer, the author says this.
就是关于讲到关于祷告的事情，作者这样说。
To abandon prayer is to fight the battle with our own resources at best, and to lose interest in the battle at worst.
就是如果你忽略祷告的话，就是你在用自己的能力来打这场仗，而最后有可能就是完全迷失方向。
See, the armor of God equips us for battle.
神的军装来装备我们打仗。
And prayer is what empowers us during the battle.
祷告能够在我们战争当中给我们更多的力量。
You know, because our enemy is so determined to thwart God's plans,and to sideline God's people.
我们这个碰到的敌人，他是非常的坚信来摧毁神的计划。
That's why we must be diligent in all things, including prayer.
所以我们必须要随时准备好，特别是要祷告。
You know, just like Jesus told his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane.
就好像耶稣在克西马尼园对他的门徒所讲到。
He said to be alert and pray.So that you won't fall into temptation.
要讲到说你们要时刻警醒祷告，不至于跌倒。
We need to be alert and aware of Satan's tactics so that we can stand strong in the battle as well.
我们需要时刻警醒，以防撒旦随时无时无刻的攻击。
And that's why prayer is so necessary.
所以祷告非常必要。
Prayer is more than just a casual conversation, like you would have with a friend or a loved one.
祷告并不像是你通常和一个朋友或者家人来打招呼问候。
You know, there's an aspect of prayer where we're calling on God to intervene in people's lives and in their circumstances.
祷告的其中一面是我们要寻求神的帮助，能够来改变人的生命。
We're asking God for strongholds to be broken.
我们向神要求能够瓦解堡垒。
We're asking for miracles to occur.
显现神迹。
And we're asking for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
求神，神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
You know, Paul talks about prayer in these verses because he knows how important it is during spiritual battle.
保罗在这里一直讲祷告的事情，因为他知道在属灵当征战当中，祷告多么重要。
And when we come to view prayer the same way Paul does,
如果我们和保罗的见解对祷告是这样看法的话
，Then like Paul says, we'll strive to be alert and to pray on all occasions.
我们就随时随地的会警醒祷告。
I read something recently from author and pastor John Piper.
我最近读了一本 Pastor John Piper 写的东西。
And he was talking about how a lot of Christians view prayer kind of like how you would push an intercom button to call the butler.To bring you some refreshments.
就好像说很多基督徒把祷告看作是一个对讲机，好像你摁一下就可以让仆人给你端来一些水果。
But he said we need to view prayer like a radio in a war battle calling for reinforcements.
他说其实我们更应该把这个祷告看作战争当中的对讲机来要求增援。
You know, John Piper talked about how the picture that we see here.Is like of Paul and his companions as soldiers in a spiritual battle who have gone behind enemy lines but then have been captured.
John Piper 在这里给我们看到的图像就是好像保罗和他的同伴们一起借着这些祷告来征战属灵的战争，然后一直到敌军的防线下面。
You know, the book of Ephesians is one of Paul's prison epistles.
以弗所说是保罗所写的监狱书信。
Paul wrote this letter while he was in a Roman jail cell.
当时写这封书信的时候，保罗被囚在罗马监狱里面。
And so John Piper says this letter is kind of like a letter smuggled out of the prison to the other reinforcements there in Ephesus.
Piper 就讲到说，其实这个保罗书信更像一个他呼吁大家一起越狱。
And he says Paul is telling them to get on their radios, of course, be in prayer.
保罗就呼召他们一起来祷告。
And to call in headquarters to blast a missile to open up the prison doors so that he can get back into the battle and keep advancing God's kingdom.
然后祈求总部来摧毁这个监狱的门，让他们能够出去。
And he says that's how we should tend to view prayer.
这就是我们应该把祷告的这个作用所看待的方式。
Because that's the picture of prayer and the urgency of prayer.That Paul gives us in these verses.
那也就是保罗在这个书信当中给我们看到这个祷告的重要和迫切。
Paul knew he was in a serious battle against a worthy opponent.
当时保罗知道他在一个很属灵的征战跟这些罗马势力。
So that's why he informed us of who our enemy is and what kind of battle we're in.
所以他不断地提醒我们，我们的敌人是谁，在怎样的战争当中。
Paul knew that we can't fight the battle in our own strength or with our own methods.
保罗清楚地告诉我们，借着自己的能力是不够的。
So that's why he tells us about the equipment necessary for the spiritual battle.
所以他告诉我们，在这个属灵征战当中所需要的。
And Paul knew the importance of persistent prayer and how it must be part of.The battle armor.
他也告诉我们要迫切不断的祷告，这个祷告也成为这些器皿当中的一份子。
And one thing I think is significant, we see towards the end of these verses.
我看到就是在我们看到结束的时候，我看到有一点重要的就是
，Paul talks about the importance of praying for other Christians who are also fighting the spiritual battle.
保罗也讲述到祷告的重要性在其他的基督徒身上。
Certainly, as a church, we fight together, and we support one another.
当然，作为教会，我们作为基督徒，我们要互相帮助，教会之间也要互相配搭。
But there are times when we experience our own private battles and our own difficulties and setbacks in life.
但有的时候我们自身当中会有一些的问题，会有一些的征战。
You know, in a room this size, there are probably several people dealing with one sort of attack or another from Satan right now.
在我们当中，我相信应该有人会被撒旦攻击。
There are people right beside you facing Satan's fiery arrows like we just talked about.
也会看到撒旦其实要向我们当中的一些人射火箭。
And while you can't fight their battle for them,
你没有办法替那些弟兄姐妹来阻挡。
You can commit to pray for them in their battle.
但是你可以为他们来祷告。
You can pray for others that they would stand strong and not fold under the pressure of Satan's relentless attacks.
你可以为他们祷告，让他们能够站立得稳，抵挡撒旦的攻击。
You know, the battle is tough, and the battle is long.
这个征战是非常严酷的，也非常长。
But we don't fight for victory. We fight from a place of victory.
但是我们不是因为得胜而战，而是我们站在得胜的制高点来战争。
You know, Satan is already defeated.
撒旦已经被征服了。
And we know God wins in the end.
我们知道神最后得胜。
But that doesn't mean we can just sit back and just watch the battle from the sidelines.
但这并不代表我们就是只是坐着观看这个战争。
We are in a battle.
我们在这个战争当中。
But we don't have to fight alone.
我们不需要自己来面对。
And we don't have to fight uninformed.
我们也不是不知情的来参与战争。
Standing strong against the enemy is the goal.
在敌人面前站立的稳是我们的方向。
And that's possible because God has provided the armor we need so that we don't end up a casualty of war.
也是有可能的，因为神已经为我们准备好了全副的军装。
The armor of God is the equipment that we need.
神的军装就是我们需要的武器。
And because Satan is always attacking, we must always be prepared.
因为撒旦无处不在的攻击，所以我们随时都要准备好。
So suit up.
所以要穿上你的军装。
And with God's power, courageously march into the battle.
靠着神的话语，能够面对刚强壮胆，面对这个征战。
Knowing that when you're fully equipped, you can stand strong against whatever comes your way.
能够有这样的信念，当你披上神的全副军装，你可以抵挡撒旦的攻击。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you that we can stand strong in the midst of battle.
谢谢神能够让我们在这场征战当中站立得稳。
God, that although you've called us to the battle,
神啊，我们知道你让我们来参加这个征战。
We know you don't leave us alone to fight the battle.
我们知道你不会丢下我们，让我们自己去面对战争。
God, you've given us all that we need.
你已经给我们预备了我们所需要的。
So help us to be faithful, to prepare and to fight the battle each and every day.
让我们靠着你的信实，每一天都能够准备好这样的征战。
God, help us as a church to fight together.
让我们作为一个教会能够一起面对征战。
Not against the wrong enemy.
不要跟错误的对象征战。
Not against each other.
不是互相征战。
But against the true enemy that we're all facing.
而是跟正确的这个敌人来征战。
Lord, give us the strength for the battle when discouragement sets in.
给我们在征战当中的勇气力量。
And help us to stand strong in your strength and in your might.
让我们有你的话语来保护我们。
Lord, we know the victory is yours.
我们知道胜利属于神。
So help us to march into battle faithfully, trusting you.
让我们在征战当中一直保守对神的信实，相信你。
And we pray these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.